Now, Neil McNamara is on the line. He's a man who lives with Lyme disease. He was once fit and healthy, good career, loved travelling around, but then he contracted this. And it's a debilitating and neurological condition, which currently, sadly, has no cure. You got to live with it. And let's talk to Neil about his life. Hello to you, Neil.
Hi, Declan. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning to you. And for people who don't know what Lyme disease is, what is it?
Well, it's a bacterial or spirochetal infection that's similar to syphilis. It's caused by the bite of a tick or deer tick. It's also carried by other biting insects, but mainly it's tick-borne. And if it gets into your system and if you get it early and get early antibiotic treatment, the outcome can be good. But for many people, they don't remember the tick bites, they don't have any of the signs, and it goes on too long. And once it gets into your nervous system, it becomes very, very, very difficult to treat. It also comes with, they realize, other co-infections, and it reactivates other diseases and viruses in the body over time, which really makes the whole disease picture much more complicated and makes people very, very ill.
My gosh. So basically, you get this bite, you sort of say, oh, blooming hell, or you don't. If it doesn't register with you, you get rid of the tick off, and then you just forget all about it. But about 6 months later, you get all these symptoms coming out. What were the symptoms for you?
Yeah, a lot of people that I know with the disease just don't recall having the bite. It really kind of just came down with a variety of symptoms: joint pain, nervous system disorders, things like numbness and neuropathy, and your memory starts to go, and little bits and pieces start to go, you know, bit by bit, and you don't really join the dots together. So a lot of people, illness really comes down through a deterioration in general of their illness, and that's what I felt over a period of time, a period of a year or so before I ended up in the hospital and getting a diagnosis. But by that time, it had quite advanced at that point. And in most people's experience is really that they don't remember the tick bite, and you're lucky if you do, and if you get that standard rash that comes with that bite, that's what's recognisable by the medical profession, and they will usually treat you promptly. But like I said, many don't have that those indicators, and they end up being bounced around because it mimics so many different diseases and affects so many systems in the body. And I probably was one of the luckier ones that at least knew what I was dealing with, that the hospital did pick it up in testing, but many people are bounced around for years with multiple diagnoses, which, you know, they can't get treatment for, and they're very, very stressed as a result.
Yeah, indeed. I remember talking to a woman, I think she's from Tinahili, was affected by this some time back. So you've set up a GoFundMe page in order to get some life-changing treatment. What sort of treatment?
Yeah, well, I had been... I had actually moved to Norway. I'd met a wonderful my partner whilst travelling home before I got diagnosed, and I moved over to Norway, and there was no treatment available there, as there isn't anywhere else. But we managed to build a life together and had three children and three amazing girls, and my partner carried the weight of my illness when it was bad, and I never really got my health back, but we did our best. I maintained with antibiotic treatments and went to doctors and had some successes, but for the most part was more or less disabled over the last 10 years, trying to be a father and a partner. The antibiotics just, you know, have stopped having an effect. They deteriorate your body over time. And I'm home here now. I've had to leave my family in Norway and just come back here and look for other solutions. So my GoFundMe is set up to go abroad and try. There's other immunotherapies and stem cell treatment therapies that have been proven very, very successful for long-standing cases like mine, and gives me an opportunity to restore my immune system, really, because that's really what gets you well. Yes. Antibiotics will keep you, maybe keep you stable or stable enough to function, but it suppresses your immune system. So it's about getting your immune system back in charge and trying to heal. So the GoFundMe page is set up to to go abroad and take advantage of these new treatments that weren't there before.
Well, the best of luck with that, Neil. You know, it sounds a horrible thing to have to live with, and so we wish you the best with that. What is the address of the GoFundMe page?
Yeah, it's under, look it up under my name, Neil McNamara, and it's Critical Lyme Treatment Abroad is the name of the fund itself. And the goal for me is to obviously just get well enough for me to get back to my kids in Norway who are waiting for me, and become a functional father and partner again. So it's a difficult situation, but I have to put the time in, and I'm hoping that the public will help out and give us a little bit. It will go a long way, and hopefully get me back home to my kids again.
Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, Neil McNamara, living with Lyme disease. It's spelled L-Y-M-E disease, if you want to look it up. But frightening there, just get a bite of a tick. And if you don't know or ignore it, the consequences could be huge. Best of luck, Neil, in the treatment. Keep in touch with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to come on.
Not at all. Thank you. Goodness me. So we'll be coming back to talking about Lyme disease at future times. It's The Morning Show at East Coast FM.